Time now for our monthly catch-up with British Blind Sport, and today I'm joined by their Chief Executive, Elena McGregor, for a bit of a look ahead to 2023. Elena, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year to you.
A Happy New Year. Now, a busy year for you guys coming up. Not that the previous years haven't been busy, of course, but lots of great things happening this year. So you've got strategy to mention. I think we've got some employment news as well, and of course the IBSA Games. So over to you.
Thank you. Well, since the IBSA World Games is something that we've talked about for what seems like a long time now, Alan, and yet here we are only 7.5 months away from it, so it really is a bit of a countdown. The countries are now registering interest. We've got all the sports all lined up. Got meetings with the chief execs and chairs of all the sports to tell them what good news is happening. The local organising committee is really sort of running ahead now with opening ceremony, closing ceremony, transport links, marketing, you name it, classification, sports technical. It's almost a job in itself. And we're doing that, and I'm doing that alongside sort of like running BBS. So yeah, it's our busiest year. I think I'm going to take a breather in September, but it's such an exciting time for the charity and such an exciting time for blind and partially sighted sport nationally and internationally.
It's going to be a really exciting time because a lot of the countries, a lot of the sports are looking at sort of Paralympic qualification as well. So, you know, this is, again, a really important Games, and it's in the UK, it's in Birmingham.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. So I think it's important on a number of levels. It is a qualifier for blind football, for goalball and for judo for Paris 2024. So, of course, it's important for those para sports. But unusually, this World Games, and obviously it's the IBSA World Games, but we're hosting for on their behalf. It's the first time that we've brought in non-IBSA sports. And I think the rationale behind that and our rationale was we wanted to showcase those sports that aren't necessarily on the Paralympic pathway, just to show people how fantastic they are and how they can get involved. So we've got tennis, cricket, archery, acoustic shooting. There's a whole host of sports. So there's something for everybody to be interested in, involved in, to go and see. And Paralympic level, international games as well, because a lot of these sports go on internationally. But to put us all in one place in the centre of this country to demonstrate sport for blind and partially sighted people. It's all about the sport, and we're really excited that we're in a position that we can do this.
We'll of course be talking more about this as we approach the Games as well. I like the sound of the acoustic shooting. I quite fancy trying that one. Again, you know, many charities, organisations look sort of 3, 5 and beyond years down the line as they sort of plan their work and so on. Similar for British Blind Sport, is this another important year for your future preparation?
Yeah, absolutely. We are just in the process of literally publishing our new strategy. We have been working on it since summer, really, last year, as to what's important to us now, what's important going forward, and where we can improve. We are an organisation that believes in innovation and continuous improvement. None of us are perfect, so what can we do better every time? I'm really lucky that we've got a staff force that want to do better, that want to achieve, that want to make a visible difference to their work and to supporting blind and partially sighted people. I think what's also really important is that Sport England has made a huge commitment to British Blind Sport, and we are now what's known as a system partner. And that means that we can really influence and help shape other relationships within sport. So that has obviously been on our minds when we've put the strategy together to look at how we can have a bigger impact and a longer term impact for our community. As part of the new strategy, we are looking at our organisation and where we can sort of uplift roles, provide training. We want to invest in our people. Honestly, Alan, I'm so passionate. I could do a whole interview about ensuring that people that are representative of our blind and partially sighted community and have lived experience are actually assisted into getting employment in sport, so that we are in a position where they can not only influence as an individual, but they can influence as a staff member. And I'm really excited that we've recently had some new interns. We've got Laura, who's been with us for a few months, who is an athlete and is working in our social media and marketing department. And we've just taken on an intern, funded, both roles actually have been funded by the Thomas Pocklington Trust, which is amazing, of a young girl called Agatha, who is going to be assisting me with all the World Games work. And both, it's really exciting to watch people grow, because that's what we should always be about, is to help him, to help others.
Absolutely. And just finally, Elena, if people would like more information about British Blind Sport, all the things you guys get up to, and look into the future, of course, as well, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way is always to call us, which is 01926 424247, or get onto our website, which is britishblindsport.org.uk. Or if you'd like some more information about the IBSA World Games and how you can get involved, volunteer, find out about tickets, all the sports, etc., then it's ibsagames2023.co.uk.
Elena, great to chat with you as always, and we'll look forward to it more as we go through the year, especially on those games. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, as always. Thank you very much.